Many people have a certain phobia. Some people have an acrophobia and aquaphobia also. And there are many different types of phobia in our lives. So what kind of phobia do you have? I have a phobia of rodent, the rat or a mouse. Maybe it can be named like a rodential phobia. But anyway, I cannot stay with mouse or rat in the same room. And whenever I saw any mouse in a room, I just jump on the table before. But now I'm better than before, I think. So I don't jump on the table, but I cannot catch or get close to the animal which doesn't have hair on its tail. In the Virginia Beach, there are several places for the scary experience on the street, like ghost house. And one summer, when my family had a vacation in the Virginia Beach, I encouraged my family to get in the ghost house, and we did it. You can imagine easily what happened in the ghost house. You know, we got shouting and screaming and laughing and hoping to finish it soon. Some mannequins and lay figures and real persons scared us. Yes, we spent our money to be scared. There are many scary things in the world. But do you know what the most scary thing is? What makes you scared the most? Ghost? Some phobias? Well, no. The most scary moment is when we realize we don't know anything about our future. The uncertainty makes us nervous and scared because we don't know anything about what's going on to us. We have no idea what the future will be. And many times we say, I experience it, you know, which means we went through our past. We call our past experience. However, no one experiences the future. Because the experience is not about future, but it is about the past. The future is uncertain. We have no idea about our future. That scares me. Walking in uncertainty really scares people. That's why we don't like change. Change makes us uncomfortable because we don't know any result of change. We are not sure what change means to us. Change is so vague and uncertain. So we like to stay where we used to be and we like to stay how we used to do. It is so natural to people, to older people, to stay in the same lifestyle because change makes us scary. The reason of scariness is uncertainty. Israelites traveled to the promised land. However, they did not know which direction was the right one to get the promised land. The promised land that God promised to them to give. They were in uncertainty because the life in the wilderness was totally different from the life in Egypt. We can see in the Bible that so many times Israelites wanted to go back to Egypt, the life of slavery, because they used to be there for 400 years. But changes happened to them. God led them to the wilderness through Moses, and they felt so scared because of the uncertainty. The moment of uncertainty, that was their situation. That moment of uncertainty, that was their situation. Well, they could be frustrated and they could be disappointed by situation. They must miss the time when they were in Egypt. They were facing uncertainty. Well, I'm not talking about Israelites only for today, but I am talking about us. We are facing uncertainty. You know, we don't know the next. We have a close friend. We don't know the next. And we just always face uncertainty. I have a close friend who is going through the cancer treatment. Uncertainty goes around my friend's family. And all friends are praying for the family, but still we are scared because of the uncertainty. However, that moment, the moment of uncertainty, my dear brothers and sisters, I can tell you that the moment of uncertainty was a blessing to Israelite. You know why? The moment of uncertainty was the moment of having faith in God. If everything, including our future, is so certain and if it is so clear, there will be no room or no space for faith. Because faith means to go into uncertainty. If we say we will go after everything is clear, where is the faith then? It might be a little bit difficult to some people today, but we as Christians do not pursue clear picture for our future. We do not follow a clear picture. We are not pursuing the insurance for our future in our faith. But as we are all Christians, we do follow the way of faith in our uncertainty. The way of faith goes beyond our understandings. The way of faith goes beyond any clear picture. The way of faith goes beyond the hope even. But the way of faith is walk in uncertainty with God. That is faith. The way of faith is to walk with God, even in this uncertain situation. That is faith. In the wilderness, Israelites were lost. They were lost. They didn't know where they should go. There was no water. There was no food to eat. Going to wilderness out of Egypt meant to go into the uncertainty. They just had a promise that God would lead them to the promised land, the honey and milk flow. However, it was so uncertain. No one had a right map to go through the wilderness. In this situation, in that moment, what they really needed was the faith in God, the faith in God's promise. Two things they could see in their uncertain situation, a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire. In their invisible situation, they could have the vision through the presence of God manifested by two pillars. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we are also entering uncertainty always. Every day is uncertain. As we prayed together today, tragedy always happens. We are living in the uncertainty. What we need is the faith in God and the faith in God's promise. We cannot have a clear picture of our future individually as well as communally. However, what we should believe is God is walking with us. We are not sure when this chemotherapy will be over, but we should believe God is going through with us. We are not sure when I can stop taking this medicine, but I should believe God is going through with me. You know, that is not my story. That's our stories, okay? I don't take any specific medicine, you know. I'm not cancer, but in our any situations, we are not sure anything, but we should believe God is going through with us. God is walking with us. We have the vision in invisible situation that God is with us. God is walking with us. God is leading us. That is faith. That is a faith in God, and that is a vision in invisible situation. When I went to the Philippines with my family in 2003, I was scared because of uncertainty. When I came to the United States with my family in 2007, I was scared as well because of uncertainty. When I came to Virginia from Kentucky in 2013, I was scared because of uncertainty. When I came to Present Valley UMC in July this year, I was scared, and still I am scared because of uncertainty. However, on the other side, I am confident, so much confident that God, I am not alone, but God is walking with me all the time. Tragedy can be happened, but no tragedy can shake my faith in God. Change always happens, but change can produce worry, fear, uncomfortableness, and scariness. But the time of change is a time of faith that God is walking with me and leading me according to His plan. All things cannot be completed by my intention, but I aren't disappointed because I trust in God's way, God's time. two Israelites, it took 40 years to get into the promised land, led by two pillars. However, that was God's way and God's time. We have the vision that God is with us. We do not have any vision to get clear picture for our future. We do not have any certainty for our ministries, for our lives. However, we have the vision in uncertainty, which is leading us to faith in God. What is God's will for us? It is to have the vision in invisible situation. It is to have the faith in God in all uncertainty. That is God's will for us. We have to have a faith in God in every situation, in every circumstances, that God is walking with us. God is leading us. God is with us. That's the faith of Emmanuel. I proclaim you, my dear sisters and brothers in Christ, God is with you. In your all uncertainty, God is walking with you. There is no reason to be worried about anything because two pillars are leading you. That is the faith we should renew every day, every moment. Emmanuel, God is with us. Amen.